Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt. You're listening to the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host. And if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name, too. I want to welcome all of those listeners who are in the free zones, listening on the AM dial on 630 AM and 96.5 FM. If you are in the part of the free zones where this signal's hitting you in the Spokane and Post Falls areas, Eastern Washington, North Idaho. And then also our listeners that are listening to the live streaming, especially those of you who are outside the wire, God bless you all. And also our phone call-in numbers. If you want to listen to our archive shows, then don't forget to go to our Podbean site. That's radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. And you can also go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the Listen to RFR tab, and it'll show you all the different ways that you can listen. Okay, now, this is a big week. I love this week. Thanksgiving week. We have so much to be thankful for, and I am. I'm thankful for some very specific things. I'm thankful for my friends that the Lord has blessed me with, those trusted confidants. I'm thankful for my family, for my parents, for those who have been so supportive, those who care enough to get engaged, and especially those who fight tirelessly to maintain the many blessings that have been bestowed upon us, including our liberty, including our heritage as a nation, so many things. But I've got something here that I'm particularly thankful for. You guys have heard me talk about this, the Founders Bible, and this is made available by Wall Builders. I'm a huge proponent of wall builders. I'm going to explain why here in just a little bit. I have learned so much. You know, when I started Radio Free Redoubt, I was conservative, a Christian. I had read parts of the Constitution. I couldn't really recall any part of it, really, except for the Second Amendment. Don't take my guns, right? Oh, the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Fifth Amendment, you can't make me testify against myself. I had just a very superficial understanding of our country. And so when I started Radio Free Redoubt, it was essentially to promote like-minded, conservative, patriotic-minded, self-sufficient or prepper-minded type of patriots to strategically begin strengthening this area by relocating to the inland Pacific Northwest because it is already extremely conservative. Well, as I've been on this journey, it forced me as I begin really talking about liberty and learning more about it as myself and what the founding fathers had intended when they built this country. It set me on a path over the last coming up on 8 years now, where I began really researching our heritage, our Christian heritage and our history. And that journey took me to a resource that I can't speak highly enough. It is largely responsible for much of my education and my growth. And that is Wall Builders. And that was founded by David Barton. He's a historian. He has a massive I think the largest privately held library of original source documents, letters, books, journals, Government papers, documents, treaties, things that he has collected and gathered over the years and archived. And that is the foundation for a lot of what he teaches from about our heritage. Well, Wall Builders has produced a Bible, and it is a New American Standard version of the Bible, but it's called the Founder's Bible, The Origin of the Dream of Freedom. Now, I also have a Patriot's Bible. Each of these have, and I strongly recommend that one too. I love them both. I love going back and forth because it has, each of these has our history, American history, woven throughout the Bible. Now, it's not, they're not changing the Word of God. What they do is they show examples where maybe a certain biblical principle was applied or argued by one of our founding fathers, maybe when they were drafting the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, or it was some speech that a president gave where he was inspired by a scripture. Well, they will put that president's speech next to that scripture in the Bible. So you can see our heritage very clearly where the Lord has had his hands on the formation and the prosperity and growth of our nation all the way through. And Wall Builders has done a great job of capturing all of this history and presenting it. I air their podcast. They have a podcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And I usually select one of those and air that just before Radio Free Redoubt comes on the Sunday evening podcasts. And I had the chance to meet David Barton, and then that got squashed because I had to attend to the hurricane with the AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, mobilized. And there was an event that I was not able to attend where David Barton was there. I was going to have him sign my Founder's Bible. Well, there was during the election night, David Barton was doing this coverage. A lot of you guys already know this. He was doing a live television coverage, and one of my listeners and a member of the AMRON Radio Operators Network was working on, he was one of the producers of that television coverage, and he contacted me and said, would you like to get a signed copy of the Founder's Bible by David Barton? I'll be talking to him and working with him all day and all night while we're on the air. I said, yes, please. Well, I finally got it, and this is a huge blessing to me. So the other copy that I got, because I've had a Founder's Bible now for several months, and it's hard for me to put down. And anyway, This is what the inscription says that Dave Barton wrote to John. Thank you for helping to spread the message of liberty and our American heritage with God's blessings. And then he signed his name, but he also placed Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1:1-3, and Psalm 33:12. And so anyway, I've been reading this, and this, and of course I do a read the Bible in a year Bible reading program, which is, I'm going on 3 years because stuff happens and I follow all kinds of bright, shiny things and rabbit trails where I start reading. I'll do some other topical study that'll kind of take me off course. So then I get back on my reading. Well, this reading today was, the Book of Lamentations. And, in the Founder's Bible that I have here, there is a quote by Daniel Webster. Now, remember, last week I was talking about the definition of words, nationalism. And it's interesting, Daniel Webster here is quoted, but it's right at the beginning of the Book of Lamentations. So I've been really thinking about this. It's interesting watching the news cycle right now. The Northeast is getting slammed by unseasonal snowstorms and ice storms, crippled. and lots of power outages and car accidents and just major disruptions to their local economies and to their infrastructure and grid and everything else. And that's happening right on the heels on the other end of the country, on the left coast. California is burning from the north to the south. They've got massive wildfires. Of course, ISIS is trying to take credit for it. And they have threatened to carry out terrorist attacks by use of wildfires. And that's a plausible threat, but it doesn't seem very plausible that they're responsible for these. One thing's for sure, the mismanagement of the forest is largely responsible for the spreading, the rapid spreading of these wildfires. But we look at these calamities. You got fire and ice going on both ends of our countries. And it's interesting that in each part of the country that is experiencing extraordinary hardship due to just weather patterns, which the Lord controls, right? That the areas that are hit the hardest, that they are lamenting about this calamity that has befallen them, those are areas who have institutionalized the rebellion against God. And we, as Christians, we read the word, we see what happens to us when we reject God, when we rebel against him. And God works on national levels, and he works with nations. And how many times have we seen drought? And when California is not on fire and experiencing a drought, it's dealing with torrential rains and mudslides and washing out their crops and taking, parts of whole communities down the hillsides in mudslides, right? And I can't help to wonder, how much of this is God's judgment? How can we continue to go on murdering babies? The corruption, the lying, the policies, are the decisions our judges make in defiance of our God, the same God who had his hand on the formation of this country, the strengthening and building up of our country. And I know a lot of people get pretty riled up about what the left is doing, and they want to do something. But, and I know sometimes it's infuriating. You want to just go and just clobber somebody because they're acting so wrong or saying bad things about people that you care about. You just want to, you just wouldn't just, it would make you feel good, the thought of just popping them right in the nose, right? But, you know, sometimes God's people, all they have to do is stand back and let God do his work. And because really, there's nothing you can do about the aggressive rebelliousness against God in the New England, what I call the New Europe states in the Northeast. And there's nothing you can really do about the People's Democratic Republic of California and their rebelliousness against lawfulness, the laws of the land, and against the higher authority, the higher law. And that's God's law and the God of nature and nature's God, those laws, right? So it's interesting. Could it be that you don't have to do a thing? Just continue. You battle on your knees and let God, watch God do things. It's sad to see people hurting and suffering, but sometimes that's how God operates. I'm not saying this is an act of God, the fires that are happening in California, but it makes you wonder, could that be what's happening here? So when I come back, I want to read to you from my Founder's Bible, Daniel Webster's quote out of Lamentations, which is my daily reading, and then another one from John Adams, and then some other things, some other quotes, and contrast that with what's happening in our country today. We do have so much to be thankful for. We're thankful that we have a God that has blessed us so abundantly. But that is a God to be feared. And when we fear him, that's the beginning of wisdom. And we need that right now. I want to thank our sponsor, Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com. Werks.com for your custom holster and magazine pouches, Kydex pouches, and holsters made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Check them out at Werks.com. We'll be right back. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
Did you know that when the Declaration of Independence and later the U.S. Constitution was being drafted, those on the committee were sequestered away, along with their work, from the public eye until they were done? This was also the case with many of the states when drafting their respective constitutions. I've heard that there have been some inquiries from many of you on social media asking, what is in the proposed State of Liberty Constitution? When will it be done? Why is it being drafted in secret? Most Americans have forgotten their own history and heritage and don't realize this procedure has historical precedents. There's nothing secret about Liberty State Constitution. It's being drafted, debated, and reworked by the Constitution Drafting Committee and simply isn't ready to be presented. So some are asking, when can we see it? The committee recently announced that it believes their draft proposal will be available in February of 2019. But remember, although a lot of work has gone into it so far, we all know it is just that, a proposal. It will by no means be the final draft. The proposed Liberty State Constitution will be presented to delegates from each county, delegates chosen by the citizens of each county to represent them, where they will be able to review, discuss, debate, amend, and make alterations as they see fit. This is the exciting part. This is where we'll finally have true representation when it comes to determining the supreme law of the land in the state we're contending for and in which we will live, Liberty State. So for now, for those asking about the Constitution, just know that it is being worked on right now. There are many other things that must be done to ensure our success. Instead of asking what someone else is working on, I encourage you to ask, what can I do to help this effort? The best thing you could do to help us right now would be to contact us at libertystate.org and let us know that you want to join in with the volunteers in your county and help them spread the word and bring in more volunteers at your county level. Another way to help is to email us with a list of 3 well-articulated grievances that you think absolutely must be addressed to protect your freedoms and restrict government overreach. Email those grievances to us by going to libertystate.org and clicking on the Contact tab. So plan to join in on this awesome effort today by volunteering or by donating to the Liberty State effort and make a difference that will actually count. I'm Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
Welcome back. This is segment 2 of The Voice of the American Redoubt. The American Redoubt is the safe haven and fallback position for God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This segment, segment 2, is brought to you by our friends at RiverfrontSuites.com. Riverfront Suites, fully furnished units for rent right down there on the St. Joe River in beautiful, sleepy St. Mary's, Idaho. That's toward the south end of the, or on the south end of Coeur d'Alene Lake. So if you want a place to get away, check them out. RiverfrontSuites.com. Now, as I was saying, before I took the break, I wanted to share some things from you that out of my founder's Bible. Let me talk about that real quick. You guys can get your own copy of it. Now, you don't have to use our Amazon link. You could just, we're grateful for it if you do. If you go to Amaron.com or RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Amazon banner on the right hand side and take on the, go on through to Amazon that way. That's an affiliate link, which helps us out. They kick a little bit, out to us for referring folks to them, and it doesn't cost you any more, but all those little 50 cents and 80 cents and dollars add up to help us offset the growing costs of what we're doing here with Radio Free Redoubt in Amaron. So you can go to, and of course in the highlights and resources posting for today's show, there's going to be links to the Founders Bible and the Patriots Bible. The Patriots Bible is not by Wall Builders, but it is excellent, excellent. And I love it. So in either case, you can get it from your local, you know, Christian bookstore if you want, or any bookstore. You can have them order it in for you. You don't have to go through our Amazon site. But, So this reading was on Lamentations, and I'm looking at our country, what's happening across our country, especially those areas that are the hardest hit. It seems to be in such a rebelliousness against God right now, what we're seeing. And could this be it? This is Daniel Webster being quoted in Lamentations. Now, Lamentations, the book of Lamentations, is written by Jeremiah, and it comes right after Jeremiah, talking about the destruction that's coming for the people of Israel if they continue rebelling against God. And so Lamentations is the actual fall of Jerusalem, and he's lamenting. It's like a crying out, despondent. Now, these people were patriots. They loved God first, but they loved the country Israel. Many of these people did. Not everyone did. And that's why they faced judgment. That's why they had to go into captivity. God said, "You want to rebel against me? I'll just turn you over to your enemies for about 70 years and let you think about it." Now, he ended up protecting a remnant, having many of these people through Ezra and Nehemiah and those guys 70 years later lead the Israelites back to Jerusalem again to reestablish Jerusalem for a while until they rebelled again. But could that be in our future if we continue down this path? I mean, it's the model that God has set for us when he's blessed you with a nation, which is another thing. Do you think God's maybe a nationalist? These Jews, Jeremiah was a nationalist. He knew it was superior to other nations. He knew it had the hand of God on it. Right? Didn't mean he hated other people from other nations. He just knew how special it was and what a gift it was. And if you don't treat it like a gift, like you appreciate it, it's going to be taken away from you. And that's what happened here. Well, Daniel Webster knew this. And so this was in my reading. Daniel Webster was a statesman, lawyer, and a famous orator, stated in a speech given before the Historical Society of New York in 1852. And if I run out of time, which I always do because there's so much stuff that I have to cover that I can never do it in 30 minutes, but that's okay because Saturday is a commercial for the Sunday night podcast anyway, right? Where we go an hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours to cover stuff to go more into depth. So, this is what Daniel Webster says. If we and our posterity shall be true to the Christian religion, if we and they shall live always in the fear of God and shall respect his commandments, if we and they shall maintain just moral sentiments and such consciousness, convictions of duty, as shall control the heart and life, we may have the highest hopes of the future fortunes of our country. And if we maintain those institutions of government and that political union, exceeding all praise as much as it exceeds all former examples of political associations, we may be sure of one thing, that while our country furnishes material for 1,000 masters of the historic art, it will afford no topic for a Gibbon. It will have no decline and fall. It will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity reject religion, religious institutions and authority, violate the rules of eternal justice, trifle with the injunctions of morality, and recklessly destroy the political constitution which holds us together, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us that shall bury all our glory in profound obscurity. That's a powerful statement. That's insightful. That's one of the founders of our nation. Now, it's interesting, too, because I was just flipping through the Bible and I stumbled right across this one by John Adams. They have inserted in here much the same thing. And this is out of Revelation, and it's keying in on the verse, "All the nations drink of the wine of the passion of her immorality." And this is what John Adams said. Now, he was the second president of the United States when he said this. He stated this in an October 1798 letter to the militia of Massachusetts. And this is what he said. We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for the moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Very interesting. These guys knew that our morality is what's going to be responsible for our continuing prosperity. And as the further we get away, from God, the closer we're bringing ourselves toward tyranny. Now, William Penn said, men must be governed by God or they will be ruled by tyrants. I wholeheartedly agree with this. That's my response to those libertarians who say, we want to have liberty and we want to have freedom, but keep your religion out of it. I would argue that these are inseparable. We must be governed by God. And if we are acting godly, the way the Bible tells us to, the way Christ taught us to, we don't need to be ruled by laws. We can be self-governing. We have a sinful nature, which is going to lead some of us astray to step out of line, which is why God instituted government, to uphold and defend and protect the righteous and to go after and persecute the wicked. But we have an inversion today. Now the government is actually upholding and protecting the wicked while going after the righteous. And here's some examples here from Sons of Liberty before we break out. Lance Corporal Monifa Sterling was court-martialed for refusing to take down a paraphrased Bible verse on her computer. This is just this last year. General Craig Olson stated at the congressionally supported National Day of Prayer Task Force that God guided him and strengthened his career and that he was a redeemed believer in Christ. Soon afterward, the anti-theists wanted to have him court-martialed. A high school principal was fired after he read the Bible and prayed with a group of students during a volunteer Christian group meeting. A Florida teacher humiliated a 12-year-old boy in front of an entire class after she caught him reading the Bible during free reading time. So, we're in trouble, folks. Pray for our nation. Be thankful for what we have, but be ready to defend it. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. God bless.